The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. The Curia of Ars, also known, of course, as St. John Maria Vianney, lived a life of extreme poverty. When he arrived at his rectory in Ars, he got rid of all signs of luxury and decided just to sleep on the ground, eat one or two potatoes a day, maybe on a feast day, three potatoes, slept 3 hours a night, painted his walls red with his blood. So it's hard to find a saint that lived more poverty than him. However, in his church, he tried to embellish his church as beautiful as possible, such that he traveled to Paris and Lyons, two of the most prestigious or rich cities in Europe back in the 19th century, and he bought priestly garments, chalices, tabernacle, monstrance that were among the most beautiful. Interesting. For himself, he lived almost on a life of misery, but in his church, elegance. I see that connected with the first reading. Here we have the richest king in the world, by far, Solomon. And the tabernacle, rather the Holy of Holies, was a symbol of what we have in the Blessed Sacrament. And if you go through and you read all that Solomon did to show reverence to the Holy of Holies, it's impressive. Now, the Holy of Holies would contain the tablets of the law, a few other sacred items of the Jews. But it was only a symbol. What would you pay more reverence to? A photo of your mother, or your mother actually present? Photo is fine. Okay? Photo is nice. Facebook, huh? Fine. Okay? But a photo is not the reality. I look at a photo of my mother in the room, it's one thing, but I see her in person, it's a million times better. So the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies, and the procession is a mere glimpse or symbol of what we have in our church. Friday night was a beautiful night in which we celebrated that day Father Antolini's 60th anniversary, but also I did my first formal consecration in English using my book. We had the church more or less full. Now those who have been following me in Spanish, you know where I'm heading after Mass, but the English-speaking people were somewhat of a surprise the way I did the consecration. We had the homily, we had the consecration prayer, we had the blessings of the scapulars, we had the impositions of the scapulars, then the Mass proceeded to the second part. But after Mass, I exposed the Blessed Sacrament. When I pray the rosary, and I pray the chaplet, then, what did I do? With the statue of the Blessed Mother, we did a procession in the church. And the procession was a Marian Eucharistic procession, which I walked holding the monstrance with the altar servers, with the incense. You heard today the first reading, the church was filled with so much smoke that the priests could no longer serve, do their priestly duties. That is symbolic of the incense that we use in the Mass, thanks to the altar service helping out the priests. Now Solomon was surrounded by the Levites or the priests, and they were attending to their priestly duties. That is just a pale image of what happened on Friday. So I walked and I held the monstrance, and that's not a symbol, that's reality. And there's a huge difference between the two. Symbol, photo, Facebook. Reality, I'm looking at real persons now before my eyes. Huge difference. And that's why we should have so much reverence in the church. So much reverence in the church, and we've lost that today. We really have. People talking in church. What would happen if someone talked irreverently before a king? His head would be rolling. Would be. And that's an earthly king. Here we got the King of Kings. And I was touched by the procession because I saw people with tears welling up in their eyes, moved deeply by the fact that they believed. And I believe, but I'm surrounded by so many people that don't believe, and sometimes that's discouraging. But having a group of people, and some of you are there, in which you were moved to the depths of your soul, in which tears were welling out of your eyes, which was the sentiment of the great love that you have in your soul for the real presence. How fortunate we are. Why is it that we only have a few people here this morning? This church should be packed to the gills. Why is it that less and less Catholics are coming to Mass? They're jumping the ship like the Titanic, like rats jumping out of the Titanic, if I can use a graphic image. Why? Why? You know, when I was a kid, you know how many Catholics went to Mass out of 10? Yes, 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 yes. No, no. You know how many Catholics go to Mass today on Sunday? No, 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 yes, yes. It's the exact opposite in two generations. Why? Because we've lost belief in the real presence. And I think it's up to all of you. Be spiritually ambitious. People are materially ambitious. Be spiritually ambitious. Try to bring a person back to church every month. Hello? Do it! I'm going to try to bring back more than one. I'm more competitive. I've always been very competitive. But I'm very competitive in that sense. I'm going to beat all of you. I am. I'm going to beat all of you. Maybe by 10, okay? I think all of you, if you're going to receive the Eucharist, anyone receive communion? Are any of you going to receive the Eucharist today? Hey, it's got effect. Other people. Otherwise, I think we have to question, what are the fruits of our communion? It's Some of us receive communion every day. Shouldn't something happen? Shouldn't you be like a magnet and bring people back to Jesus Christ? Like a little kid that is really impressed by something. He can be jumping up and down. Mommy, look at this. Mommy, look at this. Mommy, look at this. Mommy, look at this. Shouldn't we be more enthusiastic than the little child in meeting Mickey Mouse at Disneyland? Shouldn't we be more enthusiastic? So we've got to fill this church. I hate this empty space that I'm seeing in front of me. I do. It causes desolation to me. It does. I don't like this emphasis. Empty space. Look, there's so much empty space. It should be filled with people that love Jesus Christ. Amen? Filled with people that love Jesus Christ. So that's going to be our challenge for Lent. Lent is right around the corner, 9 days. One of our challenges is we're going to try to fall in love with the Eucharist. You say that you love the Eucharist, well, love the Lord more. And if you love the Eucharist, you want to bring people to the source of love, which is Jesus present in the tabernacle, but especially Jesus present in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. My friends, life is short. None of us are getting any younger. All of us are a year older than last year, even though we don't want to admit it. We are. The clock is ticking. I've never looked at a clock and see it ticking counterclockwise. I've never seen that yet. Have you? I've never seen the clock going backwards. Okay, we had the movie or the documentary, what, Time Tunnel, where people were able to go back in the time, or George Washington. But that's just fiction. It's not reality. The reality is that life moves forward. It doesn't move backwards. So that's going to be our effort. Try to bring people back to Sunday Mass. I'm struggling with this. Seeing the people diminish in number, it's wrong. And it partially, it's our fault, maybe as priests. I'll blame myself for not being as good a priest as I should be. But also it's up to you. We priests, we can't do it all. You have to be our hands. You have to be our feet. You have to be our voice. You have to be apostles on fire with love of Christ. So let's see if we can try to fill this church with people that are in love with Jesus Christ. Amen.